for Emporia State Hornet Basketball. Hornet Basketball is brought to you by McKenzie Pest Control, working hard to safely protect your family from unwanted pests all year long. Pest-free, the best it can be. Call 620-342-4222. By Nextech Wireless, the latest in wireless technology. Fastest network, best coverage. Your next step is Nextech Wireless inside the Flint Hills Mall. By Emporia State University, hands-on learning that prepares students for successful careers. Discover the possibilities at emporia.edu. Bunge North America, dedicated to improving the global agribusiness and food production chain since 1818. By Carrie's Diamonds, for the special gift to celebrate the biggest moments in your life. 1015 Industrial, Carrie's Diamonds, where their difference is you. By The Station, Emporia's nightclub and event venue at 402 Merchant. Open Thursday through Saturday. The Station, where Emporia connects. Also brought to you by the RV Dock, the Credit Union of Emporia, Longvine Auto Plaza, Prairieland Partners John Deere, Plumbing by Spelman, Hair Crafters, Witten Construction, Dr. Caitlin Toso of Toso Family Eye Care, PT Associates of Emporia, and Charlie's Place. Also brought to you by Prof Sports Bar and Grill, Express Tire Pros, Cheryl Schumann Electric, Mark II Lumber, Nell's Tire, Farm Bureau Agent Brian Fillinger, John North Ford, Mainstay Suites, The Pizza Ranch, Shoal Construction, Flint Hills Mall, and Williams Automotive. Now stay tuned for Emporia State Hornet Basketball.
From Jason Gymnasium on the campus of Lincoln University in Jefferson City, Missouri, good afternoon and welcome to Emporia State Lady Hornet Basketball. As the Lady Hornets close out the road portion of their 22-23 schedule for their final road game of the regular season. Let's take a look at the starting lineups for this afternoon's ball game. Brought to you by Plumbing by Spelman, located at 821 Commercial. For residential and commercial plumbing service, serving Emporia and surrounding communities for generations. First off, for the Blue Tigers of Lincoln, they are 5-20 on the season, 3-16 in the MIAA, coached by Andrea Mize in her third year, 12-63, and this is the lineup they will go with this afternoon. At the guard spots will be Kelsey Mitchell, 5'7 senior from Tipton, Indiana, averaging 7 points and 2 rebounds. Also at the guard spot, Nia Jackson, 5'5 senior out of Williston, Florida, by way of Cloud County Community College, averaging 8 points, 2 rebounds, and 3 assists. Also at a forward spot, Ashlyn Alloway, 5'11 freshman from Olathe North High School, averaging 8 points and 4 rebounds. Also getting the start today will be Aaliyah Bello, 5'9 sophomore out of Blue Springs, Missouri, averaging 6 points and 3 rebounds. And in the post this afternoon will be Miriam Vasilevich, a 6-foot sophomore from Madrid, Spain, averaging 5 points and 4 rebounds. For the Emporia State Lady Hornets, 13-12 on the season, 8-11 in the MIAA, coached by Toby Wynn in his fifth year, 92-49. And this is the lineup the Lady Hornets will go with this afternoon. Treasure Joe will get the start at one of the guard spots, 5'7 junior out of Wichita, 22 points, 4 rebounds, and 2 assists. Also at a guard spot, Victoria Price, 5'8 junior from Grand Prairie, Texas, averaging 10 points and 3 rebounds. Kylie Shear, the 5'8 sophomore from Cheney, will get the start this afternoon as well. 3 points and a rebound. Sydney Tender at a forward spot, 5'10 junior from Amarillo, Texas, 3 points and 4 rebounds. And Audrey Beatty in the center circle for Emporia State, 6'2 freshman out of Beatty, Texas, 3 points and 3 rebounds. The tip is won by the Lincoln Blue Tigers. They'll play to the basket to our right. We're on the player side, team side of the floor. And we're going to have a travel violation to get things started. As trying to spin in the lane was Ashlyn Alloway and shuffled her feet, and the turnover gives it to Emporia State. Our starting lineups were brought to you by Plumbing by Spelman at 821 Commercial, for residential and commercial plumbing service serving Emporia and surrounding communities for generations. Again, Emporia State playing without Elena Hartman, out with an illness. So Kylie Shear gets the start. She'll work it in the deep right corner, passes it to Victoria Price, who takes it in the lane. Floater bounces off, no good, and the rebound goes to Ashlyn Alloway for the Lincoln Blue Tigers. Bringing the ball into front court, this will be Nia Jackson, picked up by Victoria Price. Emporia State going man-to-man with their defense this afternoon. This is Kelsey Mitchell, goes in the deep right corner to Vasilevich. Now Bello, shot clock down to 7. Now back out front, they go to Jackson, shovels it off to Bello, free throw circle. This is Vasilevich. Her shot rims out, no good. Rebound goes to Audrey Beatty for Emporia State. So both teams are 0-4 to start this basketball game. Here's Treasure Joe, but a blocking foul is going to be called on Marion Vasilevich. That is her first personal foul. Second team foul on, or first team foul on, the Lincoln Blue Tigers. Emporia State will play the ball inbounds across the way. Victoria Price to play it inbounds, plays it in to Kylie Shear, the sophomore out of Cheney, dribbles it left side, takes it to the basket. Layup is good for Kylie Shear, and Emporia State takes the early 2-0 lead. 8:31 to play here in the first quarter. Emporia State strikes first. This is Jackson. Shovels it off to Bello. Bello picked up by Victoria Price. Now gives it back off to Jackson. Emporia State now drops into their zone. Here's a feed down low. They get it in the paint to Bello. She gets fouled. She'll be at the line to shoot a pair. Picking up the personal foul for Emporia State will be Kylie Shear. She was teaming up with Audrey Beatty down low to defend the shot from Aaliyah Bello. And Aaliyah will go to the free throw line. And her first free throw hits the front of the rim. No good. Quarter basketball being brought to you by Next Tech Wireless. Latest in wireless technology, fastest network, best coverage. Your next step is Next Tech Wireless, located inside the Flint Hills Mall. Second free throw also no good. A little too strong off the back iron. Rebound goes right into the hands of Audrey Beatty, and Emporia State heads the other direction. Kylie Shear out front, dribbles it right side, top the key, now swings it left side. Sydney Tenner, Sydney, now swings it left side. Victoria Price drives in the lane, spins, tries to go up with a shot, and a foul's going to be called on the Lincoln Blue Tigers. Picking up the personal foul will be Marion Vasilevich. That'll be her second personal foul. And this will put Victoria Price at the free throw line. Sixth best free throw shooter in the MIAA. As the first free throw is good, Victoria on the season a 79% free throw shooter. She'll get a second free throw here. It's up, and this one is also good. Substitution for the Lincoln Blue Tigers. Sanaya Simmons will check in, replacing Marion Vasilevich. Emporia State will apply a little pressure in backcourt. Bello gets it into front court to Jackson. Jackson, deep left corner, three-point shot. Good by Kelsey Mitchell. She was 5 of 9 beyond the arc against Emporia State the first time around. She's 9th in the conference in three-point shots made. Victoria Price for 3. Rebound out of bounds off the fingertips of Audrey Beatty. 4-3, Emporia State with a lead. Substitution for the Lady Hornets. Mary Lakes checks in, replacing Audrey Beatty. Nia Jackson will bring the ball across the timeline. Swings it left side. This is Simmons. Free throw circle. Bello gets it down low to a wide open. That'll be Holloway with the basket. Here's a turnover for Emporia State. Lincoln comes up the other way. They're leading 5-4, and they get it down low. And another layup at the other end. Good for Aaliyah Ashland Holloway. And Lincoln leads it 7-4. Emporia State a little lackadaisical getting back on defense. Here's Treasure Joe being traced. And a bad pass by Treasure. She was being double-teamed. Has the ball knocked away, and now Victoria Price gets a steal at the other end. Up the floor, Kylie Shear driving the baseline, goes to the basket, shot crawls off, no good. Battle for the rebound, loose on the floor, and Lincoln comes up with it. They feed it up the floor to Mitchell. Has it on the wing left side. Go down low once again. Oh, my! She was going up for the layup, and Mary Lakes came right down on top of her and takes her out underneath the basket. I don't think she intended for it to be that drastic of a foul, but she prevented the layup that time, and she picks up the foul, and this will put Ashlyn Holloway at the free throw line. Substitutions for Emporia State. Sydney Tenner checks out. So does Kylie Shears. Checking in will be Faith Paramore and Katie Harina. 7-4 Lincoln. Free throws on the way and good for Ashlyn Holloway. Gives her 5 points. She had 16 points in that game at Watt Auditorium, and Emporia State just doesn't have the post player that can run with her right now. Second free throw is also good for Holloway. That gives her 7 points. So she has, or 6 points, excuse me. And here's a foul out front. They're going to call this on Lincoln. A blocking foul will be called on Ashlyn Holloway, and Treasure Job a little slow to get up. So Emporia State will get the ball out of bounds. That's the third team foul whistled against Lincoln. Substitution for the Blue Tigers. A.J. Bradley will check in, and she'll replace Ashlyn Holloway. Emporia State will play the ball inbounds across the way. Treasure Job to play it in. Somebody can't get open. Now finally Mary Lakes pops out top the key. Working against Jackson, who's right with her step for step. Trying to work off a screen, takes it in the paint, shoots it up, and shot crawls up, no good. Rebound, Mary Lakes. Stick back is good for Mary Lakes. 9-6, Lincoln. Florida basketball brought to you by Emporia State University. Preparing students to go from classroom to career. Learn more at emporia.edu. Left corner three, Mitchell up and off the mark. No good. Rebound to Victoria Price. Victoria will push the ball up the floor. Steps around the defender, lays it up and in. Victoria Price with a nice move in the lane is right there trying to draw the charge with Simmons, and she stepped right around her and laid it up and in. 9-8, Emporia State down by one. Free throw circle to Bello. Faces up, shoots it up, and misses the shot. Long rebound, tracked down by Victoria Price, and Emporia State will let everybody fly into the front court and goes to work offensively. Victoria goes down low. Faith Paramore layup is good. Nice feed from Victoria Price, and Faith Paramore capitalizes right underneath the basket, and the Lady Hornets have the lead back at 10-9 with 5:09 to go here in the first quarter. This is Bradley with the basketball. Back out top the key. Bello for three. Off the back iron, no good. Rebound. Mary Lakes had it, but she couldn't hang on to it. Right in front of the lane. Shot goes down for A.J. Bradley. 11-10, Lincoln. Katie Harina into front court for Emporia State. Working out front, driving down the lane. Kicks it on the wing. Victoria Price takes it in the paint, pulls up, shoots it up, and it crawls off. No good. Emporia State didn't have anybody crash the board. Mary Lake was blocked out nicely. Trying to drive with Simmons, has her path cut off. Here's a three-point shot that's off the mark for Bello, and the rebound goes to Mary Lakes. Gives it off to Treasure Job. Treasure Job pushing the ball up the floor. Pulls up from Nate. Shot in and out. No good. And nobody there to rebound for Emporia State. Lincoln with the lead. 4:15 to play here in the first quarter. 11-10. Florida basketball being brought to you by Bungie North America, dedicated to improving the agribusiness and food production chain since 1818. Here's a steal by Victoria Price. Gives it to Treasure Joe. Back to Victoria. Up the floor. Victoria faked the dish. Layup. Crawls off. No good. Rebound. Katie Harina. Put back attempt. No good, but she's fouled. She'll be at the free throw line to shoot a couple of free throws out of the media timeout. 3:55 to play here in the first quarter. 11-10. Lincoln with the lead. Florida basketball brought to you by PT Associates. Like ESU basketball, PT Associates is committed to excellence. PT Associates of Emporia at 12th and Industrial, where hard work pays off. Spawns 1 minute. This is Florida basketball on Mix 104.9.
You don't have to be a tech expert to enjoy the latest devices. Get a Samsung Galaxy S22 Plus or iPhone 14 Pro Max half off at Next Tech Wireless. Not only are you getting a great deal on those devices, you're also getting them with a great customer service guarantee. We'll help you get your information transferred from your old phone and help you learn the ins and outs of your new phone. Next Tech Wireless.
Did you know that each year termites cost billions of dollars in damage? That's why you should consider the Centricon system with always active technology from McKenzie Pest Control to help prevent costly termite damage before it occurs. Centricon Always Active is always baited and always ready to protect your home or business from damaging termites. And it's affordable. Call McKenzie Pest Control for a free termite evaluation and learn how Centricon Always Active can help protect your biggest investment.
Today's best hits, Mix 104.9, KFFX, Emporia.
11-10, Lincoln with the lead. 3:55 to play first quarter. Emporia State's Katie Harina will be at the free throw line shooting a couple of free throws. That last foul was whistled against A.J. Bradley, her first, team fourth. Free throw is good for Katie, the sophomore out of Liberal, by way of Abilene Christian, averaging 5 points and three rebounds. On the season, only a 69% free throw shooter. Second free throw missed, but the rebound goes to Faith Paramore for Emporia State. She'll take it out to the three-point stripe and nails it. From the left corner, Faith Paramore knocks down a Hare Crafters three. She has five. Call Mark Crafts at 620-342-6172 to make an appointment to get your haircut at Hare Crafters at 1027 Commercial, downtown Emporia. 14-11 Emporia State with a lead by three. They feed it in the paint to Jackson. Jackson throws up a shot. It crawls off no good. Rebound loose on the floor and ends up in the hands of Lincoln. And Emporia State was down at the other end defensively and left a wide open Jackson. And she makes the basket, and it makes it a 14-13 ball game. Here's Treasure Job, and right in with her, step for step is Nia Jackson, not living here, and now they double team her. They swing it out to Sydney Tenner, and they're going to call a 3-second violation on Faith Paramore. Turnover Emporia State. Got to have that internal clock that tells you you need to get out of the paint. 14-13 Emporia State. Lincoln with the basketball. Nia Jackson will bring the ball across the timeline. Emporia State into their 2-3 zone defense. Free throw circle, Bello. Now kicks a left side, Mitchell. Now to Jackson, she'll throw up a three. It's good. Nice. All they had to do is make two passes, and Jackson was left open. She has five, and it's a 16-14 Lincoln lead. Treasure Joe working against Jackson, takes it to the basket. Off the glass, missed it, but she draws contact. She'll be at the line to shoot a pair of free throws. Picking up the personal foul will be Nia Jackson. That's her first. Team foul number five on the Lincoln Blue Tigers. So Emporia State will shoot free throws the rest of the way. Treasure Job looking for her first point of the ball game, and she knocks down the first free throw. You can tell first off that Lincoln, their defense, they're not trying to hide what they're wanting to do. They're double-teaming Treasure Job, but she knocks down the second free throw and ties the game at 16. What a basketball brought to you by McKenzie Pest Control. Working hard to safely protect your family from unwanted pests all year long. Pest free the best it can be. Call McKenzie at 620-342-4222. A deflection by Victoria Price. She tries to save it from going out of bounds, but it bounces out of bounds. Lincoln will keep the basketball. 15 seconds on the shot clock. Play the ball inbounds to A.J. Bradley. To Jackson on the wing right side. Free throw circle, Bello. It lobs it down low, and the pass goes out of bounds. They try to lob it inside to Ashlyn Holloway, and the ball goes back to Emporia State. Faith Paramore plays it inbounds. Katie Harina's Treasure Job runs up the floor. Step for step with her is Nia Jackson. Katie Harina with the basketball. Free throw circle. Drives down the lane. Takes it to the basket. Spinning. Doesn't have the open shot. Now she'll shoot it. Left it short. Rebound goes back to Katie Harina, and Emporia State will reset the offense. Gives it out to Faith Paramore for a three. It's off the mark. No good. Rebound to Jackson. Jackson will try to push the ball up the floor. Victoria Price slows her down. Swings it on the left side to Mitchell. Back out front to Jackson. Minute 43 to play here in the first quarter. 16-16 the score. Jackson to the rim, throws up a shot, crawls off, no good. Rebound to Faith Paramore. Gets run into from behind by Nia Jackson. Nothing called. Jackson falls down. Paramore on the wing left side, lobs it out to Treasure Job. Guarding her now is Mitchell. Treasure for three out the front of the rim. No good. Long rebound will go out of bounds. They'll give it to Lincoln. Substitution for the Lincoln Blue Tigers. Sanaya Simmons will check in. She'll replace Nia Jackson. She's been working hard because she's had to go step for step with Treasure Job this first quarter. Across the timeline with the basketball, Simmons. Now she'll hand it off to Bradley. Now top the key. Alloway. Feeds it off to Bello. Right side to Simmons. Shot clock down to 10. Left side of the floor, Bradley. Free throw circle. Bello almost has it slapped away. Able to save it, though, is Bradley. Feed down low. Shot missing on a shot clock violation on Lincoln. Is missing the layup underneath the basket. Was Ashland Alloway. Emporia State with some nice defense. And Lincoln missed an opportunity to retake the lead. Hornets have missed some opportunities as well. The Lady Hornets only shooting 31%. Lincoln shooting 42%. Here's Katie Harina driving to the basket. Layup good for Katie Harina. And that's what the Lady Hornets probably need to do. Just take it right to the rim and see if they can stop other players. 3 points for Katie Harina. Makes it an 18-16 Emporia State lead. Down to 23 seconds to go in the quarter. Emporia State still could get the ball back. Right side, Simmons. Now on the wing, they go to Mitchell. Mitchell back out front, Simmons. Simmons drives on Treasure Job, throws a scoop shot up and off the glass and scores it. Yep. Tough basket, but she made it. Emporia State across the timeline. Katie Harina for a three at the buzzer. It falls a little bit short, and we are at the end of the first quarter. And after 10 minutes of basketball, our score, Emporia State 18, Lincoln 18. Hornet basketball being brought to you by Nextech Wireless for the latest in wireless technology. Fastest network, best coverage. Your next step is Nextech Wireless, located inside the Flint Hills Mall. Let's pause 1 minute. You're listening to Hornet Basketball on Mix 104.9.
What do you do with sentimental jewelry that isn't quite your style? Or maybe you want to pass down a piece of jewelry in a new way. Hi, this is Carrie at Carrie's Diamonds, and we would love to work with you to update your outdated jewelry. We have a dedicated on-site jeweler that can update those outdated pieces and make them something you can be proud to wear or pass down. So don't let those meaningful pieces collect dust. Let's get creative and redesign or repair them and give them new life at Carrie's Diamonds, 1015 Industrial Road, across from the fairgrounds. Our difference is you.
If you want bragging rights for the best night ever, head to Emporia's newest nightclub, The Station, in downtown Emporia. The Station is a space for everyone with an extensive drink menu and late-night eats, pool tables, air hockey, darts, and more. Need space for your crew? The Station is ready for every party with banquet rooms for events big or small for both young and old. For current hours and specials, find The Station on Facebook. The Station at 402 Merchant, where Emporia connects.
Today's best hits, Mix 104.9, KFFX, Emporia.
18-18, our score as we go to the second quarter. Emporia State will have the ball to start the second quarter. Sydney Tenner, Treasure Job, along with Kylie Shear and Victoria Price on the floor for Emporia State. Kylie Shear in the corner, Victoria Price right side. Now goes to the dribble, takes it on the wing. Shot clock down to 17. Victoria in the free throw circle. Goes in the corner. Audrey Beatty, who's on the floor. 8 seconds on the shot clock. Goes down to Treasure Job. Almost lost it with 4 seconds on the shot clock. Shoots it over the defender. Scores the bucket with a defender in his face. First made field goal for Treasure Job, and the Emporia State up 20-18. Sanaya Simmons will bring the ball into front court. She's joined by Kelsey Mitchell along with Aaliyah Bello, also A.J. Bradley, and Ashlyn Alloway. This is Simmons. Back out front it goes to Bradley. Now down along the baseline. Alloway in the traffic, and a foul's going to be called on Emporia State. See if it's going to be on a shot. They're going to call the foul on Emporia State, Sydney Tenner. It'll be two free throws coming for the Lincoln Blue Tigers, Ashlyn Alloway. She's 2 for 2 from the free throw line. She's a leading scorer for Lincoln with 6. Substitution for Lincoln. Back into the lineup returns Nia Jackson. First free throw's on the way and good for Ashlyn Alloway. 7 points on the afternoon for her. Freshman out of Olathe North High School. Spins the ball in her hand, and the second free throw is on the way, and this one is also good. So Alloway makes both free throws. That gives her 8 points, and we're tied at 20. Treasure Job in backcourt. Now Sanaya Simmons defending Treasure Job. Treasure drives on her, gets a step, kicks it out. Kylie Shear knocks, shoots up a three, missed it, but the rebound goes to Sydney Tenner. Gives it back in the paint to Victoria Price. She missed the layup. Rebound tipped around, and Lincoln comes away with it. A.J. Bradley will push the ball up the floor. Takes it right to the rim. Layup at the other end. No good. Rebound will go out of bounds to the Lincoln Blue Tigers. Sydney Tenner couldn't grab a hold of it. Goes off her fingertips. Use two hands. Substitution for the Lincoln Blue Tigers. Back into the lineup returns Aaliyah Bello. Setting down will be Kelsey Mitchell. Lincoln plays it out front to Jackson. Now swings it to Bello on the left side. She'll shoot a three and nail it. Aaliyah Bello knocks down her first three-point basket, and Lincoln takes a 23-20 lead with 8:21 to go here in the second quarter. Treasure Job with the basketball. Drives to the basket, and they're going to get tied up. Is going with her step for step with Sanaya Simmons. Reached in and forced the jump ball. Alternate possession will give it to the Lincoln Blue Tigers. Substitution for Emporia State. Katie Harina into the lineup, replacing Victoria Price. 23-20 Lincoln. 8:11 to play here in the second quarter. Emporia State struggling offensively, only shooting 35%. Lincoln 47%. They're 8 of 17. They've also made three threes underneath the basket. Alloway, now they work it out front to Bello. Now to Jackson. Jackson down the lane. Floater off the glass. Rolls off. No good. Rebound goes to Alloway for the Lincoln Blue Tigers. Back to Jackson in the lane. Kicks it out on the corner. Bello for a three. It's off the mark. No good. Rebound. Sydney Tenner comes up with it this time. Gives it off to Treasure Job. Treasure Job will bring it into front court. Has it on the wing left side. Top the key. It goes to Audrey Beatty for a three. Yes, a Haircrafters three for Audrey Beatty. And Emporia State climbs to within one at 23-22. Well, it ties it at 23 all. This is Bradley. Tries to get it down low. Now they work it out top the key to Jackson in the paint. Kicks it along the baseline. Shot bounces off. No good for the Lincoln Blue Tigers. Missing the shot was Alloway, and the rebound to Katie Harina, and she'll bring it into front court. Little stop and go, drives to the basket, has the ball stripped out of her hands, but she ends up with a basketball and scores it. 5 points for Katie Harina, and Emporia State back on top, 25-23. Here's a feed down low. Bello saves it underneath the basket for a layup for Ashlyn Alloway, and she has 10 points, and we're back tied at 25, and here's a foul in backcourt. They're going to call this one on Nia Jackson. This will be her second. Substitution for Emporia State. Faith Paramore will check in, replacing Audrey Beatty. What a basketball being brought to you by Carey's Diamonds for the special gift to celebrate the biggest moments in your life at 1015 Industrial. Carey's Diamonds, where there's difference, is you. Katie Harina gets the ball across the timeline. Drives it to the right side, to the rim. Throws up a bad shot. Rebound goes to the Lincoln Blue Tigers, Kelsey Mitchell, and we're going to get a double dribble call on Kelsey Mitchell, and the turnover gives it right back to Emporia State. What a basketball brought to you by Next Tech Wireless. Latest in wireless technology, fastest network, best coverage. Your next step is Next Tech Wireless, located inside the Flint Hills Mall. Katie Harina with a basketball, middle of the floor for Emporia State, being guarded by Simmons. Picks up the dribble, needs some help. Gives it to Treasure Job over on the left side. Working against the pressure of Bradley. Shoots it up and from 15 away. Treasure Job with six in the Lady Hornets. Back up by two. 27-25 with 6:06 to go here in the second quarter. Left side of the floor, Simmons. Back out front to Bradley. As they run three across high. Top the free throw circle, Bello. Trying to get it down low. Gets it in the paint to Alloway. Her layup no good. Loom bound. Knocked away from Alloway. Picked up by Treasure Joe. Treasure will push the ball into front court. Takes it to the right side of the floor. Treasure has the ball knocked out of her hands. And we're going to get a foul on Treasure Joe. As Sanaya Simmons reached in and knocked it away from Treasure. And Treasure tried to get it back. Commits the foul. That's her first. Team foul number two here in the second quarter on Emporia State. Sydney Tenner, Faith Paramore, Kylie Shear, Treasure Job, and Katie Harina on the floor for Emporia State. Sanaya Simmons, A.J. Bradley, Kelsey Mitchell. Here's a backdoor feed. Nicely defended by Treasure Job. Knocked it away from Mitchell, and Emporia State gets a steal. Treasure brings it across the timeline. Takes it to the right side of the floor. Gives it out to Katie Harina. Katie drives to the basket, gets to the rim, and they're going to call a charge on Katie Harina. And Katie picks up her first personal foul, third team foul on Emporia State. 27-25, Emporia State with a lead. Pesky Lincoln basketball team just won't go away, and part of it is because of their defense. They have 4-6 Emporia State turnovers. Lincoln has turned the ball over 7 times. In the front court, this is Bradley. Gets it down low. Layup calls off no good for A.J. Bradley, but she gets fouled, and she'll be at the free throw line to shoot a pair of free throws. Kylie Shear picks up the personal foul. That is her second. Team foul number 4 on the Lady Hornets here in the second quarter. Victoria Price will check back in for Emporia State, replacing Kylie Shear. And Mary Lakes will check in for Emporia State, replacing Sydney Tenner. Stepping to the free throw line will be A.J. Bradley, the sophomore out of Kansas City, Missouri. First free throw is up and good for Bradley. Bradley on the season is 78% free throw shooter. As a team, Lincoln a 71% free throw shooting team, so they don't shoot the free throws badly. Here's a second free throw that's also good for Bradley. Gives her 4 points in the ball game, ties the game at 27 with 4:58 to play here in the second quarter. Katie Harina out front. Lobs it down low to Mary Lakes, and she couldn't handle the pass. Should have got it up a little higher. In the front court comes Bradley. Shot off the glass, no good. Rebound goes to Mitchell, as she was there at the right spot at the right time. Kicks it out to Sanaya Simmons, who now hands it off to A.J. Bradley. Goes down in the lane to Holloway. Her layup was good. And Aaliyah Bello with the lay-in. And now they get a steal as Emporia State turns it over, trying to get it up the floor. Lincoln leading 29-27. They go down low, and Mary Lakes from behind is going to give Ashlyn Holloway a shove. That'll be the second personal foul on Mary Lakes. 15 foul. We'll shoot free throws out of the media timeout. 4:15 to play in the first half. 29-27. Lincoln with the lead. What a basketball brought to you by Next Tech Wireless for the latest wireless technology. Fastest network, best coverage. Your next step is Next Tech Wireless, located inside the Flint Hills Mall. You're listening to What a Basketball on Mix 104.9.
Call the Top Guns, the masters of disaster, when creepy, crawly critters show up on the scene.
For over 50 years, McKenzie Pest Control has offered quality service to all of East Central Kansas. With a knowledgeable staff and hometown service, let McKenzie Pest Control make your home or business pest-free, the best it can be. Call McKenzie Pest Control, professionals you can depend on.
McKenzie Pest Free, the best it can be.
Don't feel bad if you're not a phone expert. That's what we're here for. At Next Tech Wireless, we'll help you in the transition to a new device step by step. Want to customize the screen? We've got you. Have questions about some of the functions? We're happy to help. You're not just another number to us. Come see us today, and we'll get you into the best phone for your needs. We're friends. We're neighbors. We are Kansas. Next Tech Wireless.
Today's best hits, Mix 104.9, KFFX, Emporia.
On a basketball brought to you by Charlie's Place, open 7 days a week with daily specials, 10 TVs to watch sports, play darts, and free pool on select days, 11-116 commercial in Emporia. 29-27, Lincoln with the lead, and at the free throw line, Ashlyn Holloway with 2 free throws to shoot. She knocks down the first free throw. She'll get the second one. She's now 5 for 5 from the free throw line. And the second free throw bounces off no good, and Mary Lakes with a rebound. 30-27, 3-point lead for the Lincoln Blue Tigers. Their biggest lead was by 5 at 9-4. Emporia State's biggest lead was 4-0. This is Faith Paramore, top of key for three. She drains it at Herrcrafters, three for Faith Paramore. And that gives her 8 points in the ball game. That's her second made three, a Herrcrafters three. Ties the game at 30. Now Emporia State needs to make some defensive plays as Lincoln's been able to do quite a bit. Out top the key, this is Bellow. Swings to the left side to Bradley. On the wing to Mitchell. Back to Bradley. Way out beyond the three-point line. Now swings it on the wing right side. This is Simmons in the paint. Layup missing for Ashlyn Holloway and the rebound to Emporia State. 3:26 to play here in the first half. Treasure Job has it out front. Kicks it out to Victoria Price. The left wing three out the mark. No good. And a battle for the rebound. They're going to call a push-off on Mary Lakes. She picks up her third personal foul, and we'll go to the other end, and we'll shoot free throws. What a Basketball brought to you by The Station. Emporia's nightclub and event venue at 402 Merchant. Open Thursday through Saturday. The Station is where Emporia connects. Mary Lakes leaves the lineup. She'll be replaced by Audrey Beatty. And going to the free throw line at the other end is Ashlyn Holloway. And the first free throw is good for Holloway. That gives her 12 points in the ball game. She's now 6 of 7 from the free throw line. Second free throw is also good for Holloway. And we have a foul in the backcourt on the Lincoln Blue Tigers. A holding foul is going to be called on Saniya Simmons, as she's the one that's been assigned to guard Treasure Job, and she gets whistled for the hold. That'll be team foul number 2 on the Lincoln Blue Tigers. First personal foul on Simmons. Emporia State in front court with the basketball. Katie Harina. And we're going to get a holding foul away from the ball. This is going to be on the Lincoln Blue Tigers. They're going to call this one on Kelsey Mitchell. That'll be team foul number 3 on the Blue Tigers. And first personal foul on Kelsey Mitchell. So shot clock stays at 21. Treasure plays the ball in bounds to Audrey Beatty. Back to Treasure on the wing left side. Trying to work off a screen. Here comes a double team. They get it out to Audrey. Top the key. Faith Paramore for three. That one doesn't draw anything. That was an air ball deluxe from Faith Paramore after knocking down a couple of threes. 32-30 Lincoln. 2:58 to play. Emporia State in the zone, and Lincoln will run an offense that stacks two guys at the top. And then they'll send the other two players on the wing. Way out on the wing left side, that's Bradley. Pass and kicks it out to the wing for Bellow for a three, in and out and in. Aaliyah Bellow. Now with 8 points in the ball game. 35-30, biggest lead for the Lincoln Blue Tigers. This is Katie Harina with a basketball. Free throw circle. Steps in the lane, layup off the glass, too strong. Rebound to Audrey Beatty. Stick back attempt, no good. But she's fouled, and she'll be at the free throw line shooting a pair of free throws. Picking up the personal foul will be Kelsey Mitchell. And Audrey Beatty, the freshman out of Beatty, Texas. We're out of Audrey Beatty out of Aubrey, Texas. And we're going to get a timeout called by the Lincoln Blue Tigers. This will be a 30-second timeout. 2:20 to play in the first half, 35-30. Lincoln with the lead. What a Basketball being brought to you by McKenzie Pest Control. Working hard to safely protect your family from unwanted pests all year long. Pest-free the best it can be. Call McKenzie at 620-342-4222. Well, Emporia State winning the rebounding battle, 19-16. They have turned the ball over 8 times. Lincoln has turned the ball over 7 times. Emporia State 11 of 29 from the floor for 38%. They're only 3 of 10 beyond the arc and 5 of 6 at the free throw line. Lincoln, meanwhile, 11 of 26 from the floor. They are 4 of 8 beyond the arc and 9 of 12 at the free throw line. And therein lies the difference in this ball game. They've outscored Emporia State by 4 from the free throw line. They have a 5-point lead. Audrey Beatty's first free throw is home. And Audrey Beatty with 4 points in the ball game. Treasure Job has 6. Katie Harina with 5. Second free throw is also good for Audrey Beatty. That gives her 5 points in the game. Makes it a 3-point game with 2:17 to play. Now Emporia State needs to come up with some stops. Free throw circle. Bellow Bounce pass out front. It goes to Bradley. Back to Bello. Tries to drive in the lane. Shot up and crawls up. No good. Rebound will go out of bounds to whom? They'll give it to the Lincoln Blue Tigers. Emporia State, instead of trying to grab the ball, just tipped the ball away and it goes out of bounds because there's nobody there to grab it for Emporia State. Lincoln trying to play the ball in bounds. They'll lob it way out front to A.J. Bradley. Goes in the paint to Holloway. Gets around Audrey Beatty. Gets fouled by Audrey as she tries to step around her. Her shot hit the underside of the rim. And Audrey Beatty picks up her first personal foul. Team foul number, of course, this will be two free throws as Sydney Tenner checks in to replace Audrey Beatty. And going to the free throw line will be Ashlyn Holloway, and the free throw bounces off, no good. That was free throw attempt number 9 for Holloway here in the first half. She is now 7 of 9 from the free throw line. Second free throw, that one's also short. 35-32, Lincoln, a minute 54 to play, first quarter of play. Treasure Job with the basketball, picked up defensively by Simmons. Dribbles it to the right side of the floor. Now gets a screen to the right, left side in the corner. Craigie Harina, three-point shot, no good, and a battle for the rebound on a foul by Victoria Price. Fouls from behind, out of position. Tries to grab the rebound, but she tries to tip it away. Instead, gets whistled for the foul. Not smart basketball right there for Victoria Price. And we'll go to the other end and we'll shoot some free throws. Stepping to the line will be A.J. Bradley, who's 2 for 2 from the charity stripe. This will be free throws number 13 and 14 for the Blue Tigers here in the first half. First free throw bounces away, no good. She'll get a second free throw attempt. A minute 40 to play in the first half. 35-32, Lincoln with a lead. Their biggest lead has been by 5. Second free throw is good for Bradley. That gives her 5 points in the game. Makes it a 36-32 four-point lead for the Lincoln Blue Tigers. Paramore into front court. Katie Harina has it on the wing left side. Back out front, it goes to Victoria Price. Treasure Job now being guarded by 2 players. Katie Harina with the basketball. Drives in the lane. Kicks it out to Victoria Price. Thought about the 3. Shot clock down to 10. Now takes it in the lane. Lane line shot. Missed it. Rebound goes to the Lincoln Blue Tigers. She just kind of flipped it up there. Didn't really have a good shot off the glass. And Lincoln Blue Tigers with the basketball and the lead by 4 and a minute 3 to go in the half. Left side Mitchell. Or right side Mitchell. Back out front. They give it off to Simmons. Now to Bradley for a 3. It's good. A.J. Bradley knocks down a 3-point basket, and that is the 5th made 3 for the Lincoln Blue Tigers, and they're up by 7. Treasure Job out front, drives to the basket, gets to the rim, shot off, no good, rebound battled for, and we're going to get a tie-up. Alternate possession will keep it in the hands of Emporia State with 27 seconds to go in the half. Substitution for Emporia State. Kylie Shear will check in, replacing Katie Harina. Lady Hornets will play it inbounds on the baseline just to the right of the basket. Treasure plays it in to Sydney Tenner. Gives it back to Treasure. Kicks it out to Victoria Price to Kylie Shear. She'll shoot the 3. That one's way off the mark. And we're going to get a jump ball call as Faith Paramore charges in and forces the jump ball call. And alternate possession this time gives it to the Lincoln Blue Tigers. Emporia State just being out. Hustled right now by the Lincoln Blue Tigers on both ends of the floor. Lincoln's defense is making it awfully tough on Emporia State. They just can't find anything to work. Here's Simmons into front court. Gives it off to Bradley. Swings it on the wing right side to Simmons. Simmons looks to drive, picks up the dribble, and tries to go down low to Holloway, and the pass sails out of bounds. Turnover to Emporia State with 7 seconds to play in the half. Emporia State will play it into Kylie Shear. Kylie Shear across the half-court stripe. Goes to the rim, shoots it up. It crawls off, no good, and the rebound goes to the Lincoln Blue Tigers, and we are through the first half of basketball. At halftime, it's the Lincoln Blue Tigers leading Emporia State 39-32. And we'll be back with our Longmont Auto Plaza halftime show right after this timeout. You're listening to Water Basketball on Mix 104.9.
For the next 30 seconds, think about the future you want to build, because you can build it at Emporia State University. With faculty and staff who truly care about your success, you'll build knowledge and skills in majors that will prepare you for in-demand careers, like education, nursing, business, and cybersecurity, just to name a few. At Emporia State University, we're building a new way, a better way to build your future. Come join us. Schedule a visit today at emporia.edu.
At Bunge North America, they take great pride in sourcing soybeans grown from our local farmers and turning them into products used by the most trusted names in the food industry. Bunge has been building relationships with farmers and customers for over 200 years to produce quality oilseed to make value-added ingredients. They've worked to understand their needs and develop relationships built on service, quality, satisfaction, and trust. Bunge North America, helping feed the world since 1818.
It's time now for the Long Pine Auto Plaza Halftime Show. Long Pine Auto Plaza, your Chevrolet dealer in Emporia. Driven by LongPineAuto.com.
Everyone's transportation needs are different. Everyone knows that. That's why at Long Pine Auto Plaza, we're ready to help you find the right vehicle and provide you with the best customer service available. Or if you're looking for a pre-owned model, we have those too. We'll even be glad to make an offer to you on your current vehicle if you're wanting to sell it. Our award-winning service will help keep you on the road. So come see us or visit us at www.longbineauto.com. Chevy, find new roads.
Your home for Hornet Sports. Today's best hits, Mix 104.9.
We're at halftime, 39-32. Lincoln leading the Emporia State Lady Hornets here at halftime on senior night for the Blue Tigers. Senior afternoon, and Lincoln playing with seven players, and those seven players playing with a little more energy than Emporia State right now, and they've caused Emporia State some issues offensively, and Emporia State hasn't been able to answer either offensively and defensively. And Lincoln Blue Tigers right now outplaying the Lady Hornets, as evident by the score on the scoreboard. Let's take a look at our game stats brought to you by Witten Construction, your trusted hometown construction specialist. Call Joe Witten today for an estimate. You can reach him at 620-343-6054. Looking at the individual numbers first for the Lincoln Blue Tigers, they're being led by Ashlyn Holloway with 13 points. Seven of those have come from the free throw line, so over half of her points have come from the free throw line. She's 7 of 10 at the charity stripe. She's also knocked down, she's 3 of 7 from the floor, and she's got a lot of good looks but only made three baskets. 8 points in the first half for Aaliyah Bello. She's knocked down a couple of three-point baskets. 5 points for Nia Jackson, and she's seen limited playing time. 3 points for Kelsey Mitchell. She's knocked down a three-point shot. A.J. Bradley with 8 points in this first half. And Bradley is 2 for 4 from the floor, 3 for 4 from the free throw line, and has made a three-point shot. And 2 points for Sanaya Simmons. For Emporia State, they're being led by Treasure Job with 6, but she's just... Faith Paramore with 8 points. She's knocked down a couple of threes. 6 points for Treasure Job. 5 points each for Audrey Beatty and for Katie Harina. 4 points for Victoria Price. And 2 points for Kylie Shear. Sydney Tinner's played but not scored. In fact, she hasn't taken a shot in the first half. She does have 4 rebounds to lead Emporia State in that category. Looking at the team numbers, Lincoln in the first half, 12 of 28 from the floor for 43%, 5 of 9 beyond the arc for 55%, and 10 of 16 from the free throw line for 62%. Emporia State just 11 of 34 from the floor for 32%, 3 of 12 from the three-point stripe for 25%, and 7 of 8 at the free throw line for 87%. Both teams with 21 rebounds. Emporia State's leading rebounders, Sydney Tinner and Katie Harina, with 4. And Ashlyn Holloway, the leading rebounder for the Lincoln Blue Tigers, with 6. Emporia State turned the ball over 8 times in the first half. Lincoln turned the ball over 8 times in the first half. Off those turnovers, Lincoln has scored 10 points. Emporia State has scored only 5. Emporia State has outscored Lincoln 14-12 in the paint and outscored them 10-7 on second chance opportunities. So Emporia State's won the rebounding battle here in the first half. Emporia State had the early 4-0 lead, but the Lincoln Blue Tigers have led for most of this first half, and they have a 39-32 lead. That was their biggest lead, which it is here at halftime by 7 points. And Emporia State trailing here at halftime to the Lincoln Blue Tigers, 39-32. Our halftime stats brought to you by Witten Construction, your trusted hometown construction specialist. Call Joe Witten today for an estimate at 620-343-6054. We'll be back with more on our Longmont Auto Plaza halftime show right after this timeout. You're listening to Hornet Basketball on Mix 104.9.
You don't have to be a tech expert to enjoy the latest devices. Get a Samsung Galaxy S22 Plus or iPhone 14 Pro Max half off at Next Tech Wireless. Not only are you getting a great deal on those devices, you're also getting them with a great customer service guarantee. We'll help you get your information transferred from your old phone and help you learn the ins and outs of your new phone. Next Tech Wireless.
Drinks are just the beginning at Charlie's Place, your favorite local bar in downtown Emporia. Watch your favorite team on one of their 10 TVs. Throw darts or shoot pool with old friends and new. Pool is free every day from 2 p.m. to 7 p.m. If you need a snack, order up some satisfying bar food. Charlie's Place, open daily 12 p.m. to 2 a.m. The only decision left to make is which to order first, the food or the drink. Charlie's Place, your favorite local bar at 116 Commercial Street.
Your home for Hornet sports. Today's best hits, Mix 104.9.
39-32, our halftime score. Lincoln with a lead over the Emporia State Lady Hornets. Other games going on today in the MIAA. Central Missouri leading Washburn 42-24 in that particular contest as they are also at halftime. Let's see here. It is Central Oklahoma leading Northeastern State there in the first quarter, 12-5. Missouri Southern leading Fort Hays State 22-14. They are going to the second quarter. Newman leading Rogers State 9-5. That in the first quarter. Also in the first quarter, Pittsburgh State leading Nebraska Kearney 18-17. And Northwest Missouri State trailing Missouri Western 18-12. That also at the end of the first quarter. Also going on today, for Emporia State, the Emporia State softball team will play their home opener. They'll take on Sioux Falls. That'll be a 2:30 first pitch out at the Trussler Sports Complex. They also have a showdown with Winona State later on this afternoon. Tomorrow, it's Minnesota State, one of the opponents that they'll play tomorrow, and also Oklahoma Baptist. They also have a couple games on Monday as well. Emporia State baseball team in action today as well. They'll be playing Augustana, the 18th-ranked team in the preseason polls. That doubleheader being played up at Rock Creek High School in St. George as they continue to work on the infield at Glennon Field at the Trussler Sports Complex. Had a peek at it yesterday. Looks like they're making some pretty good progress, and hopefully if the weather stays nice, they might be able to get that done here in the next week or so, and they're hoping to have it done at least by the 28th, so we'll have to wait and see if they can get it all done. That's all, of course, weather permitting. Here at halftime, it's Lincoln leading 39-32 over the Emporia State Lady Hornets. We'll be back with more on the Longmont Auto Plaza halftime show right after this timeout. This is Hornet Basketball on Mix 104.9.
Feed your hunger, quench your thirst, and catch all the big games at family-friendly Bruff Sports Bar and Grill. Great fresh food, including tasty sandwiches, burgers, appetizers, steaks, salads, and weekday lunch specials. Bruff features over 30 TVs, including a mega HD projector. Not a bad seat in the house. See you at Bruff Sports Bar and Grill, 2640 West 18th.
Express Tire and Auto, your tire pros in Emporia, make buying tires simpler. They offer a straightforward tire and auto experience every time. And Michelin has a tire to fit any need, all designed to give you the comfort and control to stay on the road. Express Tire and Auto is the premier place for local Michelin employees to use their discount as well. Visit them next to the water tower or online at ExpressTirePros.com. Tire Pros, love the drive.
Are you a business owner or entrepreneur looking for space or wanting to relocate? The Flint Hills Mall may have the spot you're looking for. Available spaces range from 600 to over 12,000 square feet. If you're interested in more information, call the mall office at 342-4631 or visit us at flinthillsmall.com. Discover the difference at the Flint Hills Mall.
Your home for Hornet sports. Today's best hits. Mix 104.9.
39-32 is our score here at halftime. Emporia State trailing the Lincoln Blue Tigers. Mentioned Emporia State baseball playing Augustana. And in the first game of that doubleheader, they're in the top of the sixth inning, and Augustana leads Emporia State by a score of 11-3. Also today in college basketball action, and big game in Lawrence later on today, as KU will be hosting Baylor in a battle for first place in the Big 12. First half score, Iowa State leading Kansas State 24-19. That game being played in Manhattan. At halftime, Oklahoma and Texas tied at 34. Also in the first half, it's TCU leading Oklahoma State 39-24. One final in the Big 12, it was Texas Tech over West Virginia 78-72. And on the men's side in college basketball. Of course, coming up here in Jefferson City, Missouri at Jason Gymnasium following our Lady Hornet game. The Emporia State men will be taking on the Lincoln Blue Tigers, a matchup of two teams that are tied for third place in the MIAA standings. Emporia State looking for the season sweep. The Lincoln Blue Tigers looking to extend a home court winning streak that is now at six after their victory over Washburn on Thursday night. Emporia State will definitely have their hands full with the Lincoln Blue Tigers later this afternoon. Here it's 39-32. Lady Hornets trailing the Lincoln Blue Tigers. We'll be back with a second half right after this timeout. This is Hornet Basketball on Mix 104.9.
Everyone's transportation needs are...